Minister, regarding the local services, where is this £500 million coming from? Where's the saving?
So in terms of local costs, as opposed to local services, because people talk about local services as the LSP contract, but the local cost element of the original forecast was around £3.5 billion. And what that number was calculated as a top-down number that essentially came out from the work that was done by the NAO on forecasting the figures. There has been a lot of work done in the last few months working with the strategic health authorities and through them to the trusts to say, based on our implementation plans, how much do you really expect to spend on this in this current climate? And the number that they came back with was £500 million less. So they've actually looked at in more detail very recently what they think that they want to do.
And that's a result of the products being cheaper now?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I would say that that's a result of them having more knowledge about what it takes to implement what they've got compared to, you know, 4 or 5 years ago where they probably had less experience and less knowledge of that. Now, inside that, there may be an element of particular components are cheaper now than they were before. If that was the case, it's likely that they'll use an upgraded component rather than necessarily take the savings. So there's all kinds of things inside that. And I wouldn't like to say that I know exactly how they've done that, because that's a local conversation where they've built everything from the bottom up in terms of what they think that they want to do.
And are they going to be obliged to still buy all these services in some form?
So in terms of the local costs, that number will be a number that will be managed locally, not a number that we're managing centrally, and we have never managed that number centrally. In terms of the commitments that we have under the LSP contracts with BT and CSC, there is a level of obligation from the NHS to purchase systems under those contracts, and we fully intend to honour that.
If you can't, will you have to pay penalties?
We fully intend to honour that, and we don't anticipate not honouring that.
Would it be under the local service provider element, local services element, sorry, would it be easier to deliver the, you know, NHS IT in line with the free liberated NHS vision if CSC just does fail to meet the conditions and then you can just start again?
We've invested a lot, and I don't just mean in money, we've invested a lot in CSC's development of Lorenzo. The clinical teams who've worked on that and who see the product remain positive about the potential that that product offers us, and they would like to see that delivered. So our objective is to get quality systems into the health service. If our objective was to save the money, then we wouldn't have started at all. The coalition government is committed to information and technology and healthcare. And so what we would like to see is a good quality product in Lorenzo that can be easily deployed or more easily deployed into the trusts who want to have it. So that would be the best outcome for us.
What will happen with Connecting for Health?
So Connecting for Health is currently the organisational form that we do lots of things centrally. So every piece of the health system organisation is currently up for review. So it's unlikely that Connecting for Health will remain unchanged as part of that. But it's important that we first of all understand the things we want to be done. So we've been talking about the things to be done today. And then we look at the most appropriate vehicle to get them done across the health service. So as part of that design, the future for Connecting for Health will get established.
So Connecting for Health remains, the main products remain, the contracts are in place. Far from the programme being scrapped, isn't it really carrying on much as it was before? The trust had the ability to buy before the label was apparent.
And so I don't think at any point today we said the programme is scrapped. We've said that the activities are being reconfigured. I mean, that's what we said today. Now, people may report it as the programme's been scrapped, but that's not what I've said as I've sat here today.
The central bureaucracy remains.
Well, our intention is to dismantle any central bureaucracy and move the governance and management structures out to the front line. That's not going to be done overnight. And that's not something that would make sense for me to sit here and say, okay, we'll dismantle all that today, we'll move it into a system that's currently in flux, and then we'll redo it again by April 2012. So it is important that we don't disrupt the delivery that we have, and we don't disrupt the ongoing operational services that we have. But our intention is to get to April 2012 with a new organisational structure in place that then delivers the services that the new health service needs.
You've got about 1,000 employees at Connected Health, is that about 1,000 or 1,400?
So I think in terms of employees, there's about 1,200 people in Connecting for Health.
What will happen to them?
So like every other part of the system, their activities are, we're being clear about the activities that need to continue first. When we're clear about the activities, we then match people to activities and we work through that. So we're not yet at the stage, and the same as we are across the rest of the Department of Health and the rest of the SHAs and PCTs and everywhere else in the health service, we're not yet at the point where we know what the final organisational structure will look like as a structure. And it would not be sensible for us to design an IT structure in advance of a business structure.
They could be dispersed in the end.
They could be dispersed. That's absolutely an option, that they could be dispersed into different parts of the system. That's certainly an option. Because what we are clear about is that the future health service needs a highly skilled informatics workforce. If you look at the white paper, it's very clear that we need information and technology to be running very well in the health service for it to be successful. And to do that, we need people who have the right skill set to deliver that. Inside Connecting for Health today, we have a lot of people with a lot of skill and experience. So it's important that we use that and move it to the best place in the system in the future.
Do you think the 5.8 billion that's been spent so far is value for money?
The 5.8 billion that's been spent so far, I don't know that that's a number I recognise, so I need to go away and check that, but it's not very far away. So the money that we have spent so far, I believe, has been value for money. That doesn't mean to say that if you sit where we sit today in 2010, if you started in 2010, I'm sure that you would design how you spend that money and what you do different. You would do in a different way. I think that's any IT program, if you started it again a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, 5 years later, you would do it differently because you know things, technology's moved on, the whole world you're playing into is different, so you would approach it in a different way. And so we have an opportunity here to say, how will we approach this for the new health service that's being created? And it's important we take that opportunity and we don't get held back by the decisions that we made in the past. We want to make the best of what we've got and leverage it, because what we've got, when you look at it, is actually, there are elements of it that we would say are excellent. If you go across the world and talk to other people in other countries, they are very envious of some of the things that we have in place. You look at something like digital imaging, PACS. It is a great system. It works very well. If you look at something like N3, which we would talk about as something quite simple to do, but actually 10 years ago, that didn't look simple to do at all.